Track 1.4. Listen to the speakers talking about the precautions to take to protect endangered species. Then, write the speakers' names next to the sentences below.
Hi, I'm Adam. Learning about endangered species in our area and teaching others about the fascinating wildlife, birds, fish, and plants that live near us is the best way to help endangered species. We need to raise awareness about how interesting and important they are to us.
Hi, my name is Helen. There are various ways to do that. I established a pollinator garden with native vegetation in our backyard because I heard that native plants provide food and shelter for native wildlife. My pollinator garden attracts native insects, such as bees and butterflies.
Hello, I'm Frank. I'm a farmer. In my opinion, all farmers should minimize the use of herbicides and pesticides because they are dangerous, which can affect wildlife in many ways. What is more, we should also reduce the use of fertilizers. It's said that if an excessive amount of fertilizer is used, it is likely to pollute streams and rivers, which causes the extinction of species.
Hello, my name is Nancy. I don't know how to protect endangered species at all. It's a good idea to drive slowly, especially in the forest. Many animal species live in these areas. According to the news I heard last week, some animals died because of car accidents. So when I'm out, I usually slow down and keep an eye out for animals in the wild in order not to harm them by accident.
Hi, I'm Mike. I usually visit a national wildlife reserve, park, or sanctuary to volunteer to look after wildlife. These protected lands provide habitats to many native wildlife, such as birds, fish, and plants. I think everyone should get involved in volunteering opportunities near their neighborhoods.